Tuesday night's assembly meeting began at 6 p.m. and only took about an hour. That is blindingly fast compared to most meetings. So when Nancy Yaw Davis walked in around 7, she probably expected to catch the beginning of the debate on the senior citizen sales tax exemption. Instead, she arrived just in time for the last part of the meeting, when the assembly allows public comments on any topic.
My name is Nancy Yaw Davis, and I was born and raised here and came back 3 years ago, and I have a magic number.
She pulled out the wallet-sized card bearing that magic number, which declares her exempt from sales tax.
Well, when I first heard about this big debate, I wanted to come down and burn this thing, but I knew it would smell too badly.
Instead, she walked to the front of the room and handed her card to the mayor. She said she didn't need it anymore. She can afford to pay the sales tax, and that she wanted to talk about the proposed changes to the senior sales tax exemption.
We voted down. Tonight.
You voted it down?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean we...
No giving it back. You lost.
Oh, my goodness.
The mayor did give her card back, but Yaw Davis says she won't use it anymore. She said she's happy to pay. Even though limiting the exemption to low-income seniors is now off the table, the assembly could still make changes to the sales tax code. Yaw Davis said she had a few ideas for the future.
We can move on to new topics.
Yes.
There's lots of things, and one of turning this down is it mean that alcohol will be taxed, that those of us that have the privilege of being able to buy alcohol will pay sales tax. Am I right?
That's one of the things that we're talking about bringing back.
Well, it's about time that that topic comes up. And when I found out that we have a tobacco tax of, I think it's $1 a pack, and that goes directly to the hospital, why don't we have a booze tax for us all, including the seniors, that allows those monies to go directly to the city?
Because the city budget is balanced thanks to an infusion of cash from the state and hefty cuts made across many city departments. Even the more fiscally conservative assembly members have said, though, that there's a need to bring in more money, especially to establish a maintenance fund for Sitka's infrastructure. City officials have said that they're scrambling to come up with the money necessary for roads that are beginning to crack and crumble and other needs. How they'll come up with that money is not known. What is clear is that if they try to change the senior exemption again, they can likely expect major blowback. The ordinance that died Tuesday night underwent 6 months of debate and amendment and brought testimony and letters from scores of residents. It was contentious and, on occasion, a little bit heated, but Assemblymember Pete Esquiro says it was not a waste of time.
I think the people of Sitka are more aware of the problems that we as a city, as a group of people living together, are facing. I have had people, not only senior citizens, but from all aspects of life here, tell me that, you know, we realize what the problem is here at Sitka now.
Esquiro says it will be up to the assembly and the community at large to slow down, take a deep breath, and keep looking for real solutions. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.